Keith Taylor was the pastor of New Market Church of the Nazarene for a couple of decades, almost three, but right now he's a consultant for Tyndale Center for Grief and Loss, and he has a book called Well-Intentioned People Say Dumb Things. Keith Taylor, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, this is a short book, so it is subtitled Practical Advice for Comforting Those Who Are Grieving. Now, maybe this is something, you've never had to do, but you think maybe in the future I might have to do. What inspired you to write this?
Great question. Thank you. How the book came about was when I was doing support groups three times a year. One evening, we told the people ahead of time, for example, next week, we're going to talk about or hear from all of you things that have been said to you that have actually been harmful. And after listening over, honestly, 27 plus years, that particular night was the only night in the support group that we literally had to kick them out of the funeral home where we had the group. Really? Because they just kept going and going and going about things that had been said. Now, we did emphasize, and I do wish to do that again, why the book isn't called Well-Intentioned People Say Dumb Things, is that people are well-intentioned. They really are. They're trying to reach out. They're trying to comfort. Mm-hmm. They're trying to console. But they just don't know what to say. And so I listened, in all honesty, to these people. And then finally, I started asking people for permission. Would you send me your story and send me those three columns as to, what had people said to you? And for about 7.5 years, I just kept compiling. Then finally, with some encouragement, I sent over 800 emails out to people asking them if they would wish to tell me their story and contribute. And my dream for the book, and it still is, my dream for the book was that it would serve as a resource for people. So I chose 7 types of death loss and then wrote some columns as to what things have been said that were harmful or hurtful, helpful, and what things do you wish had never been said but would have been helpful. And I was overwhelmed with the response. I couldn't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And finally took a year to sit down and begin to write. And I've actually had people refer back and tell me that they have found it very helpful. One person in particular, she wrote me one day and she said, I actually took your book to a funeral. Mm. And I sat in the back of the chapel. Aww. And I was reading the chapter on what not to say in this particular death loss. Wow. And she said, I found it very helpful that I could say some things that were very, very helpful, not hurtful. And that's how the book was born.
It's not just a helpful list of suggestions of what to say and not to say, but it's those personal stories that you've included. Those really helped me resonate.
I was overwhelmed with the stories. I had one young gal who actually wrote 10 pages me about her story and her journey and those things that, were very helpful. And again, 99% of the people who contacted me all said the people were well-intentioned. They didn't mean to, for example, telling a young widow of 27 years of age after the funeral that she would marry again.
Mm. Well, okay.
And that found its way into the book. And this was her best, closest girlfriend of years who said this to her at the funeral of her husband. And she really meant well. She was trying to give her hope. But how it came out, you serious? You actually said that to me on the day of the funeral?
Yeah.
It was quite the journey.
The book is called Well-Intentioned People Say Dumb Things. And it's a practical advice for comforting those who are grieving. Dr. Keith Taylor has been our guest this morning, and we'll provide some links where people can get a copy. So thank you very much.
It is my pleasure, and you guys keep up the great work you're doing.